Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16. This is letter number 6079. Baruch Hashem, the 27th day of Shabbat, Tavshin Ches, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Rabbi Chosid Yitzchak Zalman Sheyichya Posner. So that's Rabbi Posner, who ran the yeshiva. He started off in Chicago, but then he moved to Pittsburgh. And we had many letters from the Rebbe to him. So the Rebbe is writing to him now. Shalom uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm not sure why in this letter they're, this Rabbi Yitzchak Zalman Posner, they're referencing him to Pittsburgh. I mean, his father, Reb Shalom Posner, was the main shaliach there for many years. I said before, he started off in Chicago. Yitzchak Zalman Posner, he ended up actually in Tennessee, in Nashville. And he was a very good speaker. I mean, today we got a lot of speakers. We got too many speakers. No, I'm just kidding. But he was like, you know, exceptionally, as I was growing up, and he translated the Tanya, and he was a attracted tremendous amount of people. He was the rabbi in the shul of She'eris Yisrael, and he had a tremendous success. He was very popular, and there are many books published from his works, mainly the Tanya in English that he published. A lot of interesting things over there. But anyways, over here, this is a letter to him. I remember the Rebbe wrote to him a letter also earlier in which he asks about cover of the Paroiches. This was in letter 3114, and you know, over there already he was in communication, but there already he was already in Tennessee. Now I'm just wondering why they just put him over here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
anyways,
it was Tennessee, and now you
see. Anyways, the Rebbe says he received his sefer ideas on the Sedris, and also a clipping of the newspaper. And the Rebbe says, Mazel Tov, that it already came out in print. And the Rebbe says, for sure you do as necessary to publicize it in the proper ways. So the Rebbe says, you printed the book, fine. Go ahead and publicize it so people will actually buy it and read it. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you did not utilize the mid-year gathering of Igud HaRabonim that was last week. They had a meeting. Why didn't you utilize this to publicize your book? Over there were many shuls. And also the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that there's no introduction to the Sefer, which is contrary to what is the usual custom in such a case. And as it pertains to such a sefer, it is very important that it should have been immediately recognizable that one can utilize this sefer to use it for speeches. Because the Rebbe says, this is a schoira maleches b'yeser b'mekoymes elu. This is a very desirable merchandise. People are always looking for words of Torah to share, for speeches, for sermons, for what to say. So your book would make a very good book for that event. So the Rebbe says that you can make it up. You should have, Rebbe said, publicize it over there. But the Rebbe says, somewhat you can still make up by having book reviews, critical reviews, that you should make an effort, they should publicize about him. But Rebbe says you can make it up. It's not the same if it was in the Sefer itself, at least several lines about it, whether in the introduction or in the Shar, in the page, the launching page. Rebbe wants him to write up that this is good for sermons, for things, not just so people will use it. And of course, the sermons and the utilized are, many of it at least, are based on the Rebbe's talks and the Rebbe's ideas. But the Rebbe is encouraging him to, it's a shame, the Rebbe says, but the Rebbe says you can still make up some of it and try to get reviews and for people to know about the Sefer. The Rebbe says, he prays for him, that he should merit each and every one, that both your intentions and all your actions should be as desirable and fitting to the ultimate goal. And the main, what's the central, the main point is spreading the wellsprings to the outside. That's what it's all about. It's about spreading the both, the idea behind it, and the actual doing should fit the ultimate goal, and that is spreading the wellsprings to the outside. Rebbe blesses him, and the Rebbe concludes in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So the Rebbe is like talks to him very pointedly, and Rebbe is actually looks like pretty pleased, but he says, gotta do more in the sense of publicizing your work so other people would learn, because that's spreading the wellsprings. That's the ultimate goal.